Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishma Sayim Biyakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding a new Medav Samech Tes. And the Gemara in the end of Amud Beis brings one of the famous Gemaras that define for us what is Torah Shebaal Peh and what is the Koyach of Chachamim. As many Sfarim explain it. But I want to explain the Mahalach of the Gemara the way I heard it several times from a Rebbe Ramoy Shapir Zatzal. So the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hakel Gadol Hagibor VaNoyva." Gadol means big, great. Gibor means strong, and Noyva means awesome, means scary. Came Daniel and came Yirmiya, and they omitted the words Gibor VaNoyva. Why? As the Gemara tells us, Yirmiya said, "Nachu Mekarkim Beicholo Ayenu Raisov." If the goyim were in Beis Hamikdash, you don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu Noyva. Came Daniel and said, "Nochim Ishtadi Mebonav." The Nochim are subjugating his kids, the children. I agree Raisov. Lo Yama Gibor. We omitted the word Gibor. So first of all, what's Pshat? The Yirmiyah and Daniel, they're taking out the words Gibor V'Noyva. Do they Chas Hashem don't believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Gibor V'Noyva? So the answer is, of course, Yirmiyah and Daniel believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gibor and Noyva. But we do not mention a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is not apparent at that time. That's really what the Gemara is telling us later. That they're not mekazvi, they didn't lie about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, the same way, if someone during the summer says, Mashiv Aruch Umoy Bidegeshem, he has to repeat davening. Why does he have to repeat davening? He did not ask for rain. He just said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to bring rain. He's just giving a shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's wrong with that? But the answer is we do not praise Hashem with something which He does not appear to us right now. In the summer, we don't see the rain. So we don't praise Hashem for that. Come Daniel and Yirmiyah and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't see right now Gibor V'Noyva, so we don't say Gibor V'Noyva. Says the Gemara, came Anshe Knesset Gdoilo, that's the reason they called Anshe Knesset Gdoilo, to Ichzira Torah Leyoishno. They went back to the original state and they returned Gibor and they returned Noira. What was Gibor? Says the Gemara, Zoy Kvuras Kvurasoy Shekoyvesh Yitzroi, the fact that he's, so to speak, overcoming his Yetzer, Shenoyser Echapayan Lemeshoim. He doesn't punish the wicked. Vehelim Noroisov, this is the Noira. Without the fear of Hashem, how could Am Yisrael survive throughout the history between the nations? As the Yavetz writes in his Siddur, that the biggest miracle, the biggest nes that ever happened to Am Yisrael, greater than all the miracles that occurred since Bris Olam, is the fact that Am Yisrael was able to survive in Golus. As we know, throughout history, the Goyim had every reason to kill Am Yisrael. And there was nothing that stopped them from killing Am Yisrael. So what is the reason that there was no decree to kill Am Yisrael throughout the generations? There was pogroms, there was here and there fighting with Am Yisrael. But there was never a decision to kill Am Yisrael, except twice, as we'll get to in a moment. So the Gemara says, that's the Noira of Hashem. Am Yisrael have within them the midah of Noira of Hashem. We mentioned a few shiurim ago, the midah of the scariness, kivyochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umas ha'olam have the moira, the pachat for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they don't come and try to annihilate Am Yisrael. My father, Sheikh, always mentions, there was only twice in history that there was a decree to kill Am Yisrael. Once was Haman, lahashmi laharig lahabit. And the second one was Hitler Yimach Shemoy that decided to kill all the Jews. Haman is clear, that's brought down in Chazal, and Hitler, the Kubalim agree, that they are both from the nation of Amalek. And in Amalek it says, Velo Yoreh Elokim. He's not afraid of God. He doesn't have the Moira. So by them, they did have the ability to have that decree. But all the other Umas Olam, they were afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the midah of Noira, the midah of fear that's revealed over here. So Anshe Knesset Gdoilo is saying, you're looking for Gibor, you're looking for Noira, it's here. It's just not apparent on the surface, but it's here. So what's the pshat that the Nevi'im did not see this? Why only Achikas the Gedolim are the ones that saw it? So Mivur, in many places, that the Nevi'im are called Choizim, the ones that see. Kivyachol, in their level, they see things with their eyes. They're able to see spiritual revelations. Not only physical ones, also spiritual ones. But they have to see it with their eyes. Masha'in ken chachamim, Achikas the Gedolim, as the Ramban says, their connection to Torah is not through sight, but through understanding, through bina, through the lev. Therefore, the Nevi'im are seeing things that are in front of us. When it's not in front of us, even in a spiritual way, it's hidden, they don't see it. Chazal, on the other hand, they are the ones that are able to see things which are behind, underneath the surface, because that's a different level of Torah. What's called Torah Sheba'al Peh, Torah that comes from beneath the surface, that is the connection of Chazal to Torah, and therefore they're able to see what is behind the surface. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.